It is just a little bit past 8:30, so I would like to start our meeting on time. I would like to thank all of you for being here this morning. Welcome to our Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting of Thursday, November the 13th. I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, Chair of the Board. Welcome all of you. I would like our Clerk of the Board to make a roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Mr. Delgado? Mr. Jeffries?
Present.
Mr. Johnston? Mr. Jordan?
Here.
Mr. Young?
He's here.
He's here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Harris, would you please make the introductions?
Good morning. Assisting the board today, to my far left, as you introduced, clerk to the board is Tammy Olson. To my far right, assistant executive officer Michael Thomas. And we have two attorneys with us today assisting. To my right, Lori Oaken, and to her right is Ms. Tamron Austin. And they will be assisting us for this meeting and the next, and Tamron will be with us for a number of meetings until our normal council returns from maternity leave.
Thank you.
And we also have some introductions to do, some other introductions for new staff. Would you like me to proceed?
Yes, please do.
I'm a little foggy this morning, so you'll have to bear with me.
It's all your fault, Mr.
Yes.
Harris.
Okay. So I'll turn it over to Lisa.
Good morning. I'm Lisa McCann, Section Manager of the Watershed Planning and Protection Section. And you already know Jennifer Epp, but we haven't had a chance to formally recognize that she was promoted to be the supervisor of the Total Maximum Daily Load Watershed Assessment Unit. We're pretty pleased about that. And just a couple things about Jennifer. She's a registered professional engineer, and she has a BS in civil engineering from Cal State Fresno and a master's from UC Berkeley. And she, prior to joining us, she worked at CH2M Hill for several years. Her area of work was mostly bridges and water resources. You can ask her about some of the bridges you may have crossed that she had a hand in designing or reviewing plans on. She was an associate project manager there and also a group leader, staffing lead, holding supervisory responsibilities in that role. She just finished a three-year term as director of the California region of the American Society of Civil Engineers, and in that role, she was responsible for implementation of ASCE's vision, mission, and strategic priorities, and oversight of all of their programming. That role was a culmination of 17 years of leadership and management experience with ASCE, so we really appreciate that Jennifer has that outside involvement and can bring some of what she's learned there to us. Couple feathers in Jennifer's cap, you might recall. She was the lead person on the new and improved and more progressive municipal stormwater permit for the city of Salinas, which is our only phase one larger municipality in the region. And she also was the lead on the recent water quality certification for the Salinas River flood protection project that was redesigned for multi-benefit and more environmental benefit than previous proposals by Monterey County Water Resources Agency. So with that, I just introduce you to Jennifer Epp. Dominic Rock was also going to introduce our new staff engineer in the stormwater program, Lucas Sharkey. Dominic is stuck in traffic. He said he'd probably be here 5 minutes, 7 minutes ago, he said he'd be here in 5 minutes. So he's not here yet.
All I can say is I think I saw him about 10 cars behind me crossing, and I'm joking, but crossing the Los Osos Valley Road. I wasn't aware that that project was up and running now, and so I'm not sure how I'm going to get over here.
I can improvise, and maybe, Lucas, you want to come tell me anything I forgot? Lucas also, Lucas is an engineer as well, professional registered engineer. He formerly worked at Department of Water Resource, Division of Water Rights, right? At our state board office. And his work was doing a lot of watershed water quality modeling and contributing to Bay Delta flow and what else? Salt. Yeah, let him tell you. It's a cool project. It's a big project. And he also formerly worked for CH2M Hill and has done some applied stormwater engineering work and design as well. About your project.
Yeah, so primarily my work has been for the past 4 years with the Division of Water Rights, working on the updates to the Bay Delta Water Quality Control Plan. A lot of us modeling work for the impacts analysis. I was one of the lead engineers doing most of the impacts analysis for water supply impacts and a lot of the other impacts that rely on changes to the water supply and the flow requirements within the river, San Joaquin River and its tributaries. Before that, I worked with CH2M Hill for about 5 years. I was a watershed planner, stormwater modeling, stormwater design engineer. And I'm looking forward to working with you all here now and having a good time down here. Thank you.
Welcome.
So they didn't want to let Lucas go. We had a little bit of a tussle trying to pry him from their hands. Lucas is one of five new staff who will be joining us over the next month. This will culminate about a year and a half of work to reorganize the water board, take a lot of little pieces of positions that we had and cobble them together into whole positions. We've added two, well, you met Dominic, of course, and Jennifer. Those are two new senior positions that we were able to create as part of the reorganization. And part of that was to rebalance staff ratios, but also to realign the needs of the organization in terms of our program needs. So we're very excited. It'll be five new folks from the outside joining us, and we certainly can use the help. So, and you'll meet those. They'll all be here on board by mid-December. You may not meet them in January, but certainly the following meeting, you'll meet all of them.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. And thank you for the introductions.